7. Glow for the ball game. You are in the section of the exhibition dedicated to play. The object you are touching is a wooden glove used in the game called Pallamuro or Bracciale Ball, dating back to 1892. This game, originating in Greco-Roman times, was widely played in central and northern Italy by all social classes. It was played in special courts called sferisteri, rectangular fields between 80 and 100 meters long and 14 to 20 meters wide, with a wall on one side. Each team had three players, a hitter, a supporter, and a third player, plus a mandarino, who threw the ball, a small, heavy leather sphere, to the hitter. The goal was to hit the ball from one half of the court to the other, using a bracciale, a 2-kilo wooden armband made from soapwood. That's what you are touching now, a bracciale for pallamuro. It is made of wood and heavy, about 2 kilos, immediately giving you an idea of the strength required to wield it. Feel the solidity of the soapwood, chosen for its resistance to impact. Start exploring the outer surface. You'll feel many small raised points, blunted teeth arranged in parallel rows. Run your fingers across the unusual texture, notice their regularity and also the small imperfections from use and age. These were not decorative. They improved grip and added power to the ball strike. Imagine the force of impact and how these spikes would grab the ball to direct it and accelerate it. Now, feel the inside. The bracciale is hollow. Its internal structure was made to hold the player's fist firmly. This secure grip was essential to control the bracciale, translating the player's intent into action. Touching this object means touching a relic of past sports, of competition, physical skill, and performance. It holds the ingenuity of the maker and the strength of the player in their constant dialogue with the ball and the opposing team.